Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
I'd like to welcome onto the show right now from the Maori Studies Department at the University of Canterbury, Mr. Garrick Cooper. Good morning, Garrick.
Yeah, morning.
Nice to have you on the show with me this morning. Now, Garrick, there's been a bit of a, you know, hooshanang about the Maori flag, the Tino Rangatiratanga flag. Can you tell me a little bit about the history behind it?
In the 1980s, most of your listeners will be aware, was when the Maori activists got really sort of up and running, and there were, from what I understand, three women designed the flag and the symbolism behind it. Yeah.
So it's only about 30 years old.
Since early 1980s, yeah, and has become very symbolic of the Māori Renaissance, but also the Māori. Māori activism generally.
And the term Tino Rangatiratanga is from the Treaty of Waitangi, and it's loaded with sovereignty connotations, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely, yes. Like I said, as part of the Māori activist and movement from the 1980s, and they picked up around the word Rangatiratanga from the second article of the Treaty of Waitangi, which has come to mean for Māori, notions of sovereignty and autonomy for Māori and the fight for that.
It's confusing then, isn't it, a little bit when John Key agrees that the flag can be used this Waitangi Day and it'll be, you know, flown from the bridge. And I see stuff.co.nz ran a poll asking people's opinions, hardly scientific, but still. and there was this resounding number of people said they didn't like the idea because, of course, it created divisions, that whole thing. How do you feel about this, coming from your standpoint as someone well immersed in the politics of this?
Well firstly, flags, movements change over time. So what it may have meant in the 1980s is quite different to what it means today for Māori and wider society. So that'd be the first thing I'd say. Yeah.
And do you welcome John Key's inclusion of such an important icon, or do you see that as almost, excuse the phrase, but sort of colonising the flag? You know, you take something that meant a lot to a bunch of people, and then you sort of just emerge it into your own way of thinking until it means nothing.
Yeah, that's one way. The colonising ethos, all right. But my take on it is that John Key is sort of less threatened by these types of things than some of the earlier governments, and it's actually, in my view, a sign of a maturing view with regards to Māori and the place of Māori in Aotearoa New Zealand. And John Key is less threatened by these than previous administrations.
You couldn't see Don Brash doing it, could you? Don't think so.
Most definitely not, no.
So not all Maori are sold on the choice of the flag. Some have thought that it's been too widely used as a protest symbol, and other people feel that the Maori Party have adopted it, and now it's more like flying a Maori Party flag as opposed to, you know, a flag that represents all Maori people. What are some of their issues, and do you think they're legitimate?
Well, legitimate in the sense they get airtime. Well, the first person Māori to protest against this or voice an opinion against this was none other than Winston. Oh. And he came up with it. And that was the first day that the, after the decision was made. And as usual, Winston picks up the separatist line. But he sort of quiet. And then the second day, Kingi Taurua and Shane Jones have offered also differing views. Kingi Taurua making, you know, a claim for the 1835 Declaration of Independence flag, which is a Confederation of Chiefs flag, which in my view is not really an appropriate symbol for Māoridom in modern times, although the historical genealogy of that particular flag is probably stronger.
Would we have seen that flag before, Garrick, or is it an in-house one?
No, it's not an in-house one. It's actually a white flag with, I think it was a St. George cross on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually come from England. And Shane Jones was the other Māori to sort of voice a view against it. But Shane Jones is a member of the opposition, is and particularly on Māori issues, that's his role, is to provide a differing in, opinion.
I guess everyone trots out all their Māoris, don't they?
Pardon?
Everyone trots out their Māori. Labour wheel out theirs, and Winston comes out. They're all allowed to have an opinion for the day.
Yeah, and it's better coming from Māori, and Shane Jones is more than willing to do that for the Labour Party.
Now, so do you think that there should be a move ever towards having one flag that incorporates both races? Or do you think actually in aligning with sort of what the Treaty of Waitangi was all about, that it's good, this idea of moving towards having two flags?
I think in the short to medium term, the idea of having two flags, although I don't see the Te Noa Rangatira flag ever becoming like an official flag. But perhaps further down, I mean, for the last 10, 15, 20 years, people have been talking about redesigning the New Zealand flag as it stands. Maybe 15, 20 years in the ahead, we may look at designing a flag that incorporates not just Māori and Pākehā, but also the many other peoples that make up this nation.
So you would say that even though a flag can take on new meaning, you still would think that the current one that they're going to use... wouldn't be appropriate as a long-standing symbol of bicultural relations?
Well, not if it... what I'm saying is that I think there'll only ever be one flag in this country. And in the short to medium term, having both a Māori, the Te Noa Rangatira Tanga flag and the New Zealand flag flying on symbolically on the Harbour Bridge or Government House is the way to go. Perhaps in the future, we may look to redesign a single flag.
Oh, that's going to be an interesting conversation, won't it? It's hard to believe that decision will be made before I die, but we'll see. See how it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Garrick, nice talking. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Catch up. That's Mr. Garrick Cooper there from the Māori Studies Department.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.